Today we celebrate two men who could be considered the bedrock of the Catholic Church, Peter, the first pope, and Paul, the great evangelist who took the Gospels to the Gentiles. At the foot of the steps greeting everyone who enters St. Peter's Basilica stand two commanding statues, one of St. Peter and the other of St. Paul. Smaller replicas of these two statues will greet you tomorrow as you enter the bookstore area of St. Joseph Auditorium for Sunday Mass. St. Peter is depicted with a large key, which recalls how Jesus gave him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. His expression conveys a pastor whose heart is full of love for his people. St. Paul's statue depicts him looking out very intently, with an open scroll in one hand and the sword of the Spirit in the other, the sword being the Word of God. These two men, pillars of the Catholic Church, who with great love and sacrifice carried out the will of God. They were truly great examples of fulfilling the call of Jesus recorded in St. Matthew's Gospel. Only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. While the statues of Saints Peter and Paul greet pilgrims to St. Peter's Basilica, each of you were greeted by the beautiful statue of the Holy Family as you entered upon these consecrated and holy grounds. Becoming deeply aware of the life and reality of the Holy Family is truly the school in which we learn that it is through love and sacrifice that we follow the will of God, thereby fulfilling His ultimate will for each of us, to be with Him in the heavenly kingdom. So, in the love, sacrifice, peace, and joy of the Holy Family, on behalf of the Apostolate for Family Consecration, it is a privilege to welcome you to these holy, consecrated grounds during this Holy Family Fest opening Mass, which is taking place at the time that we are celebrating the 44th anniversary of our founding and the first anniversary of our co-founder, Jerome Francis Conacher, passing through the veil of death into eternal joy. Jerry, as he was commonly known, and his dear wife and co-founder, Servant of God Gwen, would be filled with joy to see each of you this evening. And so are all of us, the entire staff here at Catholic Familyland. We have been praying for your safe arrival to these holy grounds, for your family to experience a week of family fun, fellowship, but most of all, that your family will experience spiritual healing and renewal through the outpouring of God's bountiful grace. Well, without a doubt, God's bountiful grace is here for you, flowing through and from the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, speaking of grace, let us review the Apostolates for Family Consecration's 4 points of the Fatima message. After all, being the bus driver, I might ask some of you younger ones one of those points before you get on that blue bus over there, St. Elena's Express. Okay, here goes. What's the first point?
Sin.
Oh, yes. One more time?
Sin.
Yes, sin is the cause of all unhappiness. And that second point?
Grace.
Grace won by whom?
Jesus
Christ. Third point is?
Holiness.
Holiness. Yes, holiness of life and prayer. And the fourth point is?
Consecration.
Consecration of our family to Jesus through Mary. That was great. A good review for all of you alumni families of the key points of the Fatima message. It was also a nice little kickoff for all of you new families. Stand up, please, if you're a new family here. We welcome you. We give you a hand. It's so good to have you here among us. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Those of you who are keeping an eye on the weather, let me know if I need to change pace here, would you please? Did you ever imagine that it would be God's will for you to be here right now at Catholic Familyland as a family during this week on this particular Holy Family Fest, especially at this holy sacrifice of the Mass? Well, it is God's will that you are here as a family on these holy grounds, growing together in holiness. And speaking of holiness, our first point, sin is not growing in holiness. Sin is not God's will. Just the opposite. It's the cause of all unhappiness. To grow in holiness is God's will, especially for families. These holy grounds were consecrated by the Diocese of Steubenville as a place set apart, made holy, formerly the St. John Vianney Seminary, where seminarians were formed and consecrated in the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary in their call to holiness, their call to discern God's will. Today, living in a broken, deeply wounded, hurting world, these holy grounds are a place set apart, a spiritual refuge for families like you and mine, where God is spiritually forming and healing and binding up the wounds of family in grace and mercy and love, and doing so by encountering the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary in union with St. Joseph. Yes, Catholic Familyland is a place set apart for families to discern God's will, to surrender to God's will, to be renewed to a new level of zeal, to be able to go forth to do God's will. So we could summarize and say, not my will, Lord, not our family will, Lord. No, we've decided whatever it may be, your will, Lord, your will for our family. If you will it, if you wish it, Lord, if you want it, Lord, we want it, Lord. Should I go on? No doubt you've all heard the beautiful sound of a violin. Perhaps the violin expertly played by a member of our alumni corps here last year. Or perhaps you've been fortunate enough to even hear the violins of hope that were crafted and played during the Holocaust. The sounds of those strings brought hope to the Jewish people. The sound of a violin plucks the strings of your heart and mind. It's amazing. And what else is amazing is the roots of a violin. Starts out as a tree in a forest, then it's cut down, turned into lumber, then the craftsman goes to work. All the pieces have to be precisely cut, sawn, chiseled, bent, glued in place. The sides, ribs, back, top, and neck all have to be shaped just right so that the strings of the violin will resonate properly. Imagine all the care that goes into making just one violin. In an analogy, a craftsman in making a perfect violin gives deep insight into the goal of family consecration, which means to be set apart for a special purpose. Like the violin, your family has been set apart by God, our Creator, consecrated through the suffering love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desired to do the Father's will for his glory and for our salvation. Unlike the violin, which has already been created, you and your family are still being cut and sawn, chiseled and bent, formed and shaped by God. Be assured, be a surprise too. God has a beautiful vision for each of you and your family. It's called predilection. He sees you as you will be. He never gives up on you. He is your Father who created and molded each of you. You and your family are a work in progress. God's plan in creating you is to live with Him forever. You were made for greatness, according to St. Benedict XVI. And St. Thomas Aquinas, once he was asked by a certain woman, layperson, what is the first step needed to grow in holiness? He said to her, simply, to will it. What was the apostolate's third point of the Fatima message? Oh, I didn't hear that.
Holiness.
Yes, holiness. To be, we have to will to be holy. God gave our souls an intellect and a free will. Our will is free to make choices, to freely will to make holy choices, to freely participate in God's divine life. That's precisely why we were made in the image and likeness of God, to live with Him forever in holiness. This week, this Holy Family Fest, you will have wonderful opportunities to, as a family, to freely choose to do what God wills, especially at the Holy Family Prayer Site, the beautifully renovated chapel at Vianney Center, and at the tombs of our founders, Jerry and servant of God, Gwen Cecilia Conacher, on this, the first, on this, his first anniversary of passing. While you're there, ask the Holy Family to bestow the abundant graces upon your family. Ask them to help you have the grace to make deliberate acts of the will, to do the Father's will. Ask for the same grace the Holy Family received when they chose to leave everything to do the Father's will, preserving their family. And remember that fourth point, which is consecration, giving ourselves totally to Jesus through His Mother, Mary, and our Mother, Mary. So with this desire, as we approach the altar of sacrifice, let us do so with our Blessed Mother as a family. Join her, learn from her, to hope in God's will, pray for God's will, trust in God's will, surrender to God's will, and with her, let us echo her words, "Let it be done to me according to thy word and according to thy will."